In some parts of Michigan, it's harvest time. Farmers along Lake Michigan are starting to bring in their asparagus crop. The cherry harvest will follow by early July. Growers are confident this season will be better than 2012, when an early warm-up followed by a quick-killing frost destroyed much of the fruit crop. Last year's scenario also created another problem. Many of the migrant laborers who traditionally arrive here for seasonal work did not come to Michigan. Now, though the weather may be better, farmers fear a similar labor shortage could happen again this year. Current State's Kevin Lavery reports.
It's a postcard-perfect spring morning in Oceana County, the self-proclaimed asparagus capital of the world. Just 2.5 miles inland from Lake Michigan, the wind whistles across Ryan Walsworth's farm. Walsworth's family has worked this land for 80 years. He's got 850 acres of asparagus, corn, beans, and grain. This part of the state is well known for its unique climate that's ideal for growing fruits and vegetables. Farmers appreciate the steady lake breezes that keep their fields less susceptible to frost, but Walsworth knows the wind can be either friend or foe.
We get wind almost all the time, except the other night when we needed it, when the freeze came.
On this day, Walsworth had scheduled his crews to come in at 7 a.m. to pick asparagus. But two nights earlier, a sudden cold snap paralyzed his stalks. Surveying his field, Walsworth guesses about three-quarters of it is frozen.
See how it's willowy here? And now it's eventually just gonna dry out and tip over as the water goes away in that. Because asparagus is like over 90% water.
The Mother's Day freeze forced Walsworth to call off his crews to let his crops soak up some sun. The situation was disturbingly reminiscent of 2012, when nature pounded the crops with such force that hundreds of migrant laborers steered clear of Michigan. Each year, Michigan relies on a steady influx of some 45,000 mostly Hispanic seasonal workers. It's a tradition that goes back generations. In some cases, entire families travel from state to state, seeking out the same well-paying employers. As an employer, it's Ryan Walsworth's job to ensure the paperwork is in order. It's an unscientific and often confusing process. Walsworth says farmers don't get much guidance about what to look for, only not to ask too many questions if the papers look real.
There's kind of two different sides of the story where the law says you only need to check this much documentation, but then there's another side that's enforcing laws that then is intimidating people into either not coming up here or not staying as long, or just, and some people stay because they're afraid to move around now.
That fear is what keeps thousands of migrant laborers originally from Mexico and Latin America from leaving the U.S. to spend time with their families and to return for work. Currently, the only legal means for hiring non-U.S. residents for farm jobs is the H-2A visa program, but it's rarely used in Michigan. Ryan Finlay is the National Legislative Counsel for the Michigan Farm Bureau.
It's extremely difficult. It's expensive. It opens farmers up often to litigation, and it's just a challenge for Michigan farmers to use the only foreign worker program that exists today, and that's H-2A. The legislation that's been introduced in Congress takes a huge step forward in coming to a resolution in that regard.
The proposal from the so-called Gang of Eight in the U.S. Senate would eventually phase out H-2A in favor of a modified work visa program. The last time Congress enacted significant immigration reform was in 1986. Ag producers in Michigan want to see a smooth guest worker program that protects them and their employees. Todd Fox scans his freight yard in Shelby, a few miles south of Ryan Walsworth's farm. His cherry and apple operation goes back 65 years. The Fox family has three farms within 30 miles of this spot and runs its own trucking line to ship its products and those of other farmers to processors. Baby food maker Gerber is one of Fox's biggest customers. The cherry harvest is still a couple of months off, but it's not too soon to pressure wash the tankers.
These hold about 9,000 pounds of cherries in each one of them, so you can see we hauled about 22 ton on a trailer. And these are all going to the Duncan Hines Pinnacle Food Plant in Fenville, Michigan. So that's one of our customers for tart cherries.
When I ask Todd Fox about last year's harvest, the exasperated look on his face says it all. At peak season, Fox usually employs about 100 migrant workers. But that didn't happen last year.
We did it all ourselves. It was the family that did the work, and we did not have any migrant laborers on the farm at all. They went other places to find work. I'm concerned that they won't be back to their old habits. That one-year loss of relationships really matters. So we've lost some connections, and very nervous.
Like Walsworth, Fox is also mindful of legal entanglements. He's heard good things so far about the reform bill, and he hopes Congress will move quickly to pass it. But the debate is not over, and Fox says some of the rhetoric doesn't sit well with him and his peers.
Some of the discussion was about making agriculture or employers in general the police for the immigration department, which scared a lot of farmers.
That would put a badge on your chest.
Yes, and with that in mind, you get worried about the other side and being sued for discrimination, and you know, it's a tightrope that we walk constantly.
State officials in Michigan acknowledge the flaws of the federal guest worker program. Belin Ledesma directs the Migrant, Immigrant, and Seasonal Workers Services Division of the Michigan Workforce Development Agency. She herself grew up in a migrant farm family. She says federal reform might help Michigan better market itself as a place that has strong resources for migrants and former migrants thinking about settling here to keep working in agriculture.
One of the things I keep looking at is how do we bring people back to the state? We don't do a good job in making this industry sexy to people. I think we need to start talking about food safety differently. We need to start talking about health differently. We need to really look at what agriculture does for us.
Mr. Chairman,
we're still on the Grassley amendments, Senator Grassley.
The immigration bill is now in the markup phase before the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's not clear when the package will move to the floor for a vote. But even if Congress moves swiftly, officials say relief won't arrive in time to prevent Michigan ag producers from facing a very tight labor market for the next couple of years. For Current State, I'm Kevin Labrie.